So I turned on my heater for the first time last week. Hey, first frost. I don't like to admit it, but winter is creeping up on us here in the Northeast. This means more time indoors and less time to soak up the sunlight that helps our bodies make vitamin D. But here's the thing. Even in one of the sunniest places on Earth, it can be hard to get enough vitamin D. This is a serious issue in the United Arab Emirates. Some reports say 75 to 80% of Emiratis are vitamin D deficient. The world's Shirin Jafari went there to find out why.
Here's a typical exchange between me and my guide in the UAE. We get into the car after spending a few minutes outside.
AC.
Yeah, seriously. I'm just like dripping sweat.
Me too.
It's hot. And it's not even in the summer. Not even in the hottest month. If there's one thing you know about the UAE, it's probably that there's a ton of sunlight. Maybe too much, some might say. So why all the vitamin D deficiency?
It's very nice to meet you.
Dr. Humaira Badsha is a rheumatologist in Dubai. She sees this in her patients all the time.
When people ask me this question, how can it be that there's so much vitamin D deficiency in a sunny country? Then I ask them back, how much time do you actually spend outside?
Very little, apparently.
Everyone in the UAE gets from their air-conditioned condo or a flat into an air-conditioned car with tinted glasses sometimes and then goes off to their air-conditioned office directly parking. They don't even walk outside for a few minutes. It's a lifestyle which doesn't promote that kind of being outside.
Not just that. She says it's also the way people dress here.
And it's not just the traditional dress of the hijab, but also Asian and other South Asian women who live here, they wear a long conservative clothing. And it's a cultural practice not for them to spend time in the sun, not to suntan, you know, they don't like to tan.
Lina Amiri is one of the Emirati women who wears the traditional clothing called the abaya. She found out recently that she's not getting enough vitamin D.
When I got the diagnosis, it made sense. I feel lazy all the time, sleepy all the time, body aches, and these are symptoms that are associated with vitamin D deficiency.
Amiri says other women in her family suffer from this too.
My mom, who was diagnosed with vitamin D deficiency, was for the longest time tired, and nobody knew what was wrong with her. She would fall asleep in the middle of a meal, forgetful and all of these things. And then when she went to a doctor after like prolonged suffering, then she was diagnosed to have vitamin D deficiency. Once that was corrected, everything changed.
I met Amiri through her husband, Dr. Hassan Galadari, a dermatologist in Dubai. He worries about the high number of people who suffer from vitamin D deficiency in the UAE, but there's something else that worries him, the way some tanning salons have been taking advantage of this in their ads.
You open any magazine, you see all these tanning salon advertisements and so forth, and some of them actually mention vitamin D and so forth where they can.
Tanning salons in the UAE? I wanted to know more.
You're so beautiful.
So I went to visit one called Megasun. Marlene Armamento works there.
I just started with Megasun last year. And I was like, really? A tanning salon in Middle East?
Yeah. How do you make a pitch for a tanning salon in a place like Dubai? Come get your vitamin D in the privacy of a salon and in a fraction of the time you would need to spend out in the sun.
We actually have two types of machines.
Armamento shows me around the place. There are three rooms. Each has a tanning bed the size of a couch. They look like spaceships.
Oh, it says vitamin D on the door.
Yes.
Vitamin D for your life.
Sure, I'm thinking. Vitamin D for your life. Vafar Rais is convinced. She's a loyal customer of Megasun. She's wearing thick black mascara and shiny lip gloss.
I try to come once a week if I don't get like natural sun and I don't get time, honestly, to go to the beach. One, two, it's way too hot. So here it's a lot safer to come into these tanning beds and it's less time consuming.
For Rais, this is a good way to get a tan and some vitamin D. Galadari, the dermatologist, though, is very skeptical.
First of all, they're not going to get their vitamin D because it doesn't contain UVB, which really is the one that plays a role in the production and the metabolism of vitamin D. In addition, they're basically risking. UVA has a huge problem, causes a lot of problems that can lead to skin cancer at the end of the day.
Dr. Badsha, the rheumatologist, says a better solution would be for the UAE to do what the US and some European countries have done.
So in Western countries, they actually put vitamin D supplementation into milk, into eggs, into certain foods which people commonly consume.
This, she says, is a more realistic approach, rather than asking patients to spend more time outdoors or change the way they dress. Amiri, the Emirati woman who was diagnosed recently, says the supplements she's been taking have made all the difference. She feels a lot more energized, for example. And now, anytime someone in the family feels sluggish, she knows what to ask.
Did you check the vitamin D level? This is the first thing.
And with that, I leave Amiri as she sits in her air-conditioned office and dash off to the air-conditioned car waiting for me outside to take me to my air-conditioned hotel. For The World, Shirin Jafari, United Arab Emirates.